Studio 360.
Another Oscar contender this year is Noah Baumbach's drama Marriage Story, which stars Scarlett Johansson and Adam Driver.
How dare you compare my mothering to my mother? I may be like my father, but I am not like my mother.
You are! And you're like my father. You're also like my mother. You're all the bad things about all of these people, but mostly your mother.
It'll be interesting to see during the Oscar TV show exactly how Adam Driver reacts when they play a clip of his Best Actor nominated performance. Because he hates seeing or hearing himself on screen so much that a few months ago he walked out on Terry Gross in the middle of an interview for Fresh Air when she played a clip of him. Which surprised me because when I talked to him in 2013, he was indulgent as we watched one of his scenes from the TV show Girls. I did ask him why it made him so uncomfortable.
Lots of reasons. I just forgot what I looked like and was reminded, oh my God, that's no one should have to go through that. But mostly because I feel like if it was going to continue, if it was going to kind of go on, that, I came from a theater background where you don't get to look at the end result or what is actually being across. Right. You just have to do your homework and then as much as you can and then show up on the day and be open to something being different or not knowing the answer. And I think that in things that I've watched in the past, like one, I would just obsess about them for months and drive myself crazy.
After you saw your work.
Yeah, of things that I wanted to fix and change or do over again. And I obviously you can't. And same thing with the people around me. I just drive them nuts with like asking questions. That's annoying.
Yeah, but wouldn't it be allow you to like, oh, next time I won't do that.
Oh, totally.
Better the next time.
Yeah, I don't think it's necessarily a good idea. It just kind of seems to be what I think I have a natural tendency to try to make things perfect or better looking or change it for the sake of changing it, arbitrary changing or making it look better. And the things that I'm interested in watching in film and theater and television are always the imperfect or the ugly part of it. And I just know of myself, especially while we're shooting it, like I have no interest to see like what is coming across.
On this show, I ask guests a lot about their kind of aha moments as young people, the thing they saw or experienced or read or whatever that made them pursue whatever creative field they're in. I read that the moment you realized you wanted to be an actor wasn't in a theater or watching TV, but during basic training in the Marines?
No, it wasn't basic training. It was in the fleet. Artillery was firing white phosphorus over us. I was a mortarman.
As a training exercise?
Yeah, it was a training. Yeah, and got the coordinates wrong and they fired on us as opposed to the target. So it was really windy and coupled with the fact that all of us were running
away from it?
Away from it.
Because if it touched you, it would burn you.
And that was kind of my first experience with, even though I'm young, I could die. And the two things that I wanted to do is I wanted to smoke and be an actor. That didn't have any relation to each other. I never really smoke cigarettes. I want to see what...
Really?
Yeah.
That's funny.
I want to see what that is like.
Yeah, I almost got killed. Let me kill myself.
Yeah, it seemed like a good idea at the time.
And then you got injured, right? And didn't stay in the Marines?
No, yeah, I broke my sternum.
And had that not happened and had the Marines worked out, would you have ended up where you are now, do you think?
I don't know. It's hard to say. I didn't want to go. Like being a civilian again and all kind of getting my civilian privileges was like a hard thing to swallow, especially when they were kind of overseas doing their job and I wasn't. Like I was here in New York in acting school. Like that was kind of a really difficult transition. And I would say I still regret not being able to
go through the full enlistment.
Yeah. With that specific group of people. I mean, like there's no, there's
which
no,
is what it's all about at that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Point, right?
There's no like, you kind of join for whatever reasons and, you know, we all kind of had reasons, but as soon as you kind of get in with that group of guys, you kind of forget about the outside. Where I remember very specific moments of being in the chow hall and watching, President Bush then being like, our military is in a high state of alarm. And I'm like, really? We're on red alert? You know, I'm here eating eggs right now and thinking about getting a second helping of potatoes. Like where the outside world seems something completely disconnected and we wanted to go and do our jobs with this, you know, group of guys. And the idea of not being with them through that is like there's no way to describe.
And where did they deploy to?
They went over, they did a Westpac of Iraq and Afghanistan.
And now that you're an actor and you're on in casts, and does it is it hard for you not to feel as casts get together and feel, oh, we're part of this group? And like, you don't know what you're talking about. I was in the Marines with this unit that I felt. That was feeling close to people.
I think when I first got out, I had a really strong sense of entitlement about being in the military and like not and adjusting to civilian life and getting really aggressive with civilians about like, what are you like complaining about getting in line for a latte? Like, you know, they're but as since I don't really think that's – I've been fortunate enough to find acting to be able to find the language to express that. So I feel like I haven't gotten – like I started to calm down a little bit.
And no longer judging civilians?
Well, there's also – right. Well, there's also a strong connection between the military, I think, and theater or acting and just that, you know
– in that band of brothers kind of way?
Yeah, but – yeah, that there's – you know, you're trying to accomplish a mission that's greater than yourself. It's not really about you. You have to know your role within a team. You know, you have to be intimate with people in a short amount of time, and the stakes are really high. The pressure is really high. Obviously, life or death circumstances don't really compare to, you know, bad crafty, but still, the sentiment of trying to accomplish something that is not about one specific person and putting your trust within other people and the discipline and the self-maintenance, it all applies.
Well, Adam Driver, it has been a pleasure meeting you. Thanks.
Oh, likewise. Thanks for having me.
Adam Driver is nominated for Best Actor for his role in Marriage Story.